ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie is still sick. Jacqueline Bisset will be playing the role of Stephanie Miller today.
Oh, God.
See what I did there? Mama is back, everybody.
Welcome
back. Wow. Welcome back. What happened? What happened last week? Anyone know?
We got sick.
Oh, Chris and I both. I still have walking pneumonia and the flu. Jim has been working out a lot over the few days we've been off. Thank you, Jim.
Give me a couple days. Look what happens.
Thank you, Jim, for balancing us by getting so incredibly healthy.
Wow.
Travis, what have you done with Jim?
I've replaced him with Folgers crystals. Jim is sick.
I think Julie in Seattle started this tweet, but I would because we need the PR, I would start the polonium rumors now.
Yeah.
Because will the Koch brothers and the right wing stop at nothing to stamp out liberal media in this country? I think not.
No, they won't.
Last week was our very first week on Free Speech TV. I made it, almost a day?
You technically made it a day. You were sounding a little thin by the end of the show.
But you stuck the landing there with Chris Cluey.
Right. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have no idea what I said to him. I was delusional already at that point.
I actually listened back to it this morning because SiriusXM plays 3 minutes of it.
Oh, fabulous.
And it was great.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I was completely delusional at that point.
You were. Awesome.
I ended up, when you know you end the day in an ambulance in the hospital, you know that it's not probably going to be
yes.
a good day.
See, I didn't mention that either on Tuesday or Wednesday that you were taken from home in an ambulance to the emergency room.
I am that elderly shut-in now where all the neighbors are gathering. Oh, no.
What did she do
now?
Oh,
no.
Boy
What's
band was out
happening
front
now?
Crying for you.
What's that?
Boy band was out front crying for you.
Yes, he was weeping. Well, that's like an everyday occurrence there. One of the groupies gets taken out in the morning after the all-night party.
Yeah.
And oddly, because, we're doing the show from the home studio here. It is so weird. Can you believe I was late coming here? For some reason, Chris Christie caused a traffic jam already. He's on my stairs. How did that happen?
You didn't endorse him.
Well, right? I did not endorse him. Will the right wing stop at nothing, Chris?
They will
to
not.
To stamp out liberal media?
Sheesh.
I survived the polonium. You barely survived the polonium. And then Chris Christie somehow caused traffic jam on my, top
on
stairs.
On your stairs.
And in the stairwell.
And try getting Max and Fred down one lane of traffic.
Right? Have you seen Max? You need two lanes just for that. Oh, boy. There will be, Chris and I
there
are still
will be
in,
coughing.
The, in the hacking session.
Yeah.
You're a few days ahead of me. Yeah.
I started to feel better on Saturday, and so I actually got up and did things on Saturday.
Yeah, have
you
been
Disneyland without us.
Yes, thanks.
You know me, like exercise addict than I am. I have been in my bed for a week doing nothing.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Worthwhile.
I haven't been to the gym at all.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like you've atrophied. Wow.
I know. No.
Wow.
I seriously think I've lost 10 pounds.
Wow.
I think Stephanie put on a pound.
I think so too. You know what? I have weight machines out there.
Yes,
I use them during the show.
This is the sad testament to the man that Chris LaVoy used to be a week ago, because we've still been, rearranging stuff in here.
Yeah.
I said, we need to move that a little bit. It's too far. Chris moved the whole weight. Jim and I joke with him. He moved the whole weight machine by himself.
I
was like, oh, no, you don't need to do that. Oh, my God. You just picked up an entire weight machine and moved it.
I did.
Well, they're chick weights.
I'm just saying, that was back in the day when you were the man, not half the man that you are today.
I know. These muscles ain't for show.
I know. Wow, I didn't think you had any actual use.
I can use them.
Wow. So how did I know it? First of all, I was thinking last week, what are the chances the show Hypochondriac Jim would be here and healthy? And, of course, he waited till today when we're back full strength to get... Oh, dear.
He's sick.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did
what?
You see on Q, there's a story in the LA Times about how bad the flu season is and how many people have died. And they were saying that you really should get the vaccine. It's perfectly safe. And I'm thinking, and a lot of people have not, I'm thinking, why? And I'm going, oh, I know, because people like Jim Ward are always on the air going, yeah, last time I got a flu shot, I got sick. And I'm thinking right there, that's a whole bunch of people didn't get the flu. Go get the flu shot!
Please, go get the flu. You don't want this particular flu.
Trust Chris and I, you do not
I
want
never
this.
Call in sick. I'm you not do, allowed to.
You do not want this jelly. Yeah, no, you, as much as I mock you, you are the only person essential to this show.
And we found that out when I had to call in sick on Thursday and Friday, we had nothing.
No, last week the show was a horse, we just had to shoot it.
The first thing I thought when he said that we weren't doing a show tomorrow, I was like, I get to sleep in?
Yeah.
And like, no, you need to put a podcast up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Get to work, Travis. Yeah, and I'm sick and delusional. I can still hear people down here scurrying like mice. I'm like, oh, what's happening down there? Ooh, cartoon birds. Tweet, 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 tweet. Okay.
Pop out underneath the stairs and surprise you one time.
Oh, by the way, here's a because our listeners know everything and they are helpers.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to Google this. How do you get tape from the hospital off of your arm? I'm wondering.
Rubbing alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me.
We've got alcohol
so
around
this
here.
This is how bad. You know, Monday is bad when it starts with morphine.
Yeah.
It seriously started with an IV and morphine and I don't know, you know, breathy thing on my face and yeah. No, my friend Rob came to take me to the ER.
And I got a panicked phone call from him.
Right. He was too scared to put me in that because I God knows what I was saying. I wish we had that audio.
Oh.
That'd he was like, interview. I
would
like,
pay
I
cash money for that.
He said, I got to call an ambulance. I don't know. I was like delusional. I was babbling even more incoherently than I normally do on this show. I was just, oh, no.
Jacqueline Bisset was channeling you last night.
Right. Jacqueline Bisset. Oh, my God. Can we talk about that?
Oh,
we have a lot to catch up
God.
On.
Yes, we do.
God, that was so awesome and epic. And I knew it from the second the camera went towards G1. She's like, oh, no. I'm drunk. I did not think I was going to win this. Oh, here we go. And then she went, I don't know, through Siberia to get to the stage. What was that about?
She went backstage.
She's
well,
like,
she was seated in the very back. Nobody expected her to win.
No, but she used her whole time like, well, hi, how you doing? Oh, thanks. And then she's, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's drunk and lost backstage. It's like Spinal Tap. I don't know where she is.
Didn't they, like, play her off, like, three times?
They did.
They started to play her off.
And then they played
back.
The really loud music like she was done, but she kept talking, so they quieted
my,
down again.
My friends were all, and I were all playing the game. Oh, my God, drunk or just weird? Drunk or weird? And we're thinking both.
Drunk, weird, and European.
Oh, that was the drinking game.
Yes.
Drunk, weird, and European.
Yes.
How about that long pause? You're just like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, please. She just, that was like a Jan Brewer size pause.
Yes.
Like, right?
Yes.
She hadn't even given her opening statement yet. She was just like.
Well, and then she says, like my mom always said, go to hell and don't come back.
What? You're like, oh, my God. And that explains some things. Mommy issues.
Yeah. Hello. And can we talk about her hair?
Do you think her mom never let her talk? Is that what the deal was? My mom used to say that was shit, you pie hole, Mom. I want a Golden Globe. So here's what I have to say. Shut up, that music. Oh, my God, it was awesome.
I just wanted to reach through the TV and just run a brush through that hair.
Oh, I know.
She has an ovation.
Oh.
I just wanted to, there. I just want to wet my hands and go, oh, jeez. Oh, no.
You've got some ovation cell therapy for her, don't you?
I do. I send her some ovation cell therapy. Wow. That was a little bit of flyaway, a little bit of, it's what we here in the Hollywood call a whackdress. I apologize for saying so. She is beautiful.
She is. And
I wish
sure
she'd given
did.
Me that tip years, that beauty tip years ago about forgiveness. Who knew? I mean, I am bitter.
She said so bitter.
My list is so long. I'm not talking to anybody.
She said so much. What did she say about forgiveness?
That's the number one beauty tip is forgive people.
That's BS.
What? Whatever.
That's crap.
Speaking of which, let's get started on Chris Christie. I call bull on everything. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You know he ordered this. He ordered the code red. You know he ordered the code red.
He wanted to whack
you. You can't handle the truth, Travis. You know that he did.
Did you order the code red?
Yeah.
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
Damn right I did.
Yeah. Give me a break. Oh, my God. Who else calls bull on that entire press conference? First of all, somebody counted the number of times he said, me. How does he end up being the victim? Some 91-year-old woman dies, maybe, because she waited too long for an ambulance.
Yeah.
He didn't apologize once to the people of New Jersey.
It was kids' first day of school.
Right.
They were missing school.
Well, they were. Their parents were Bono voters. Yeah. Oh, my God. This scandal is just it gets worse and worse.
Yeah, it does.
And now it looks like there's a story that he called Chris Cuomo about this. He knew all about it.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Yeah,
that's new to me.
This is developing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
What a load of horse. I have no idea.
But this is what tanks
and when you have to say, I'm not a bully, that was his Richard Nixon moment. I am not a bully. He just takes a time out to kill a fat kid with a rock. Hang on. There you go, Piggy. Anyway, what was I saying?
Actually, this is what's going to take him down. An election he was clearly going to win. And one little mayor not endorsing him.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Even a lot of people on the right. aren't happy with his press conference.
Oh, yeah, and I love you. So this isn't the tone I set in this building. Yes, it is. It's
exactly
the tone you set in this building, you big bully.
I
mean, how much tape is there on YouTube of him being a bully?
Yeah.
And who is it? I mean, I have to go through all my stuff, but who is it? His chief of staff? He makes it sound like, I don't know, some people at toll booths or something just went nuts. I don't know. Woo-hoo! Like, what?
It was the people closest to him.
His inner main circle. Counsel, his, I can't remember the whole,
right.
Really? All of them knew this was happening.
The people he talks to multiple times per day.
Yeah.
It would be like if I did something and you didn't know about it.
Right.
Well, isn't the guy who did it like his high school
chum?
Right,
if I came in and said I fired Chris Friday and you're like, did you ask him about it and did you talk to him? No, I did not talk to him. I just fired him. didn't talk to him about what happened last week? It'd be like if I fired you for me not being on the air last week.
Right, exactly.
You
Which
may
is entirely
have,
possible.
Not even remember it.
I steeled myself against that possibility today.
I'm so delusional. I'm like, oh, I hope I don't get fired in a flu vapor. Me too.
Why don't you come down the stairs
it's
and say, what are you
for?
I come down, there's no one here. I'm like, what
the hell?
What did I do last week? Damn it.
And that involves a lot of paperwork.
Yes, this was the tweet. When Steph misses day two of the new TV show, it's time to consider the possibility of polonium. That, of course, was rocketing about the... you retweeted that.
Yes, I did. Of course I did.
Yeah, rocketing about the interwebs.
Oh, my God, you read your Twitter feed? You
Listen,
saw that I
was... I had a lot of free time
you
last week.
You saw that I retweeted
I watched
that?
Every
baby
episode
steps,
of Louis C.K. has ever done. I have watched
yeah.
everything.
I binge watched a lot.
Oh, God. I never
watched
regular TV. I'm a loser.
I watched all of House of Cards finally.
Oh, isn't it awesome?
That's great. Oh, can we talk about Homeland? I know you're distraught about that.
Oh, I think that's what made me sick. I think what happened to Brody made me sick. I won't tell you what happened.
Those are just words.
I'm lost.
Yeah.
Those are,
Travis and I know.
All right.
Catch up, Chris.
Brody. Okay. I watched a lot.
Yeah.
I've been sick for a long time. And I'm still somewhat phlegmy. Not as phlegmy as you, Chris. All right, but we have a what's going to pass for a regular show today. We have a Rude Pundit, Eric Bowler, who I cannot wait to talk to both of them about Bridgegate.
Because they're both in that area.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We're 3,000 miles away, but they're both in the tri-state area.
Yeah, because I love other people. Oh, this is just not done. Yes, it is. It's done in Jersey. This is exactly how Chris Christie has run his state. All right, so we'll get into all of that. So much news. It has just exploded while we've been gone. So much to talk about. Oh, and the phone lines are working. How about that?
Whoa!
Hey, look
our
at
little
that.
Home studio's all up and humming.
I need to get to work.
Yeah, get back in your little gnome closet. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Mama's back!
Woo!
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, at least it's a good place to see celebrities.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Is that what you gave us?
This is
jazz and boots that caused this outbreak.
That could be.
That knocked the Stephanie Miller Show off the air. We have cat scratch fever. Thank you, cat. Source of all evil. Okay.
Hey.
23 minutes after
Actually,
the hour.
Boots was really sweet. She cuddled with me the whole time.
Aw, I can do better than that. I had a friend that came and washed my sheets every 2 hours because I was a sweaty, sweaty mess.
That's kind of gross.
Oh, disgusting. Oh, my God. It was like doing the backstroke in my... Okay, hello. We're back. Chris and I both have the flu. I have walking pneumonia, though, because I'm so competitive.
And I have the boogie-woogie flu.
Okay. All right. Sorry, okay. We're both going to be hacking.
Yep.
Aren't we glad we didn't get the cough buttons? That's good. I think that was wise. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Rude Pundit from the whole Joyzy type area.
Yes.
Coming up. Oh, guess what else we missed? But the good news is you and I are both alive.
Yes, good.
For now.
We'll
Jim is, of course, out sick.
Jim is dead.
No, he's... Stop it. Jim Cole.
He's dead to me, then. How about that?
I'm just guessing this is a convenient time to say that he got sick. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying.
No.
Okay. We wish him well.
We wish him well.
Yes.
We wish him all the best.
Listen, I sent out emergency staff emails, didn't I?
You
saying,
did.
Get Tamiflu now. Because
Ebola alert. It was under the subject line Ebola alert.
I did. Oh, it said Team Ebola.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had to, this was a horse we had to shoot last week. Because I was sick, and then when you got sick, I was like, well, that's it. We're screwed. We're done.
Yeah.
So we had to shut this puppy down last week while we, well, because we, I, that's why I said, because we would infect everyone else.
Yes.
But I guess Jim took several days to decide that he was infected.
Right. Natan, how you feeling?
Oh, awesome. Our
Good.
Videographer is fine.
Good.
Unless you hear a body fall, and then he's not. Cameras start careening off. Guess what happened while we were gone, though? Things
what?
Could be worse. We could be dead. We could be Yukon Cornelius.
Oh?
The voice of Yukon
yeah.
Cornelius, who right now is seeing.
Wahoo!
Yes.
Nothing.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm sorry. You're an atheist, so you probably think he sees nothing. I'm not sure what he sees.
He sees nothing.
We don't know what Yukon Cornelius, but may he rest in peace.
Yes.
Look at what he can do. Oh, dear. That is...
Look at what he can do!
Listen, this was in the L.A. Times.
He can't do much now!
Did you see how many young, healthy people have died of the flu in the L.A. area?
Usually it's the old people, like you.
No, actually, this time it's a lot of young people. Did you see this? People of all ages are urged to get the vaccine. Yeah, get the vaccine. Get the shot. Be Shirley MacLaine. Get the shot. And get your daughter the shot, for God's sakes. Don't be... See, Jim caused this flu outbreak because he always, you know, it's a conspiracy theory. He's like, yeah, last time I got a shot, I got sick.
Give my daughter the pain shot. Please, I don't see why she has to have this pain. It's time for her shot. You understand? Do something. All she has to do is hold on until 10.
Right.
And it's past 10. She's in pain. My daughter is in pain. Give her the shot. You understand?
You're going to
give my daughter the shot.
Wow, guess what they gave me in the emergency room on Monday?
What?
See where that glue went? Morphine, right in there.
Why did you need morphine?
I don't know, and Xanax?
That's a painkiller, isn't it?
They gave me a Xanax, morphine, I don't know.
Were you in that much pain?
I don't remember. I was in bad shape.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, the current swine flu is this new strain.
Yep.
That's not what I have. I have type A. What do you have?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Thank God for Obamacare. That's all I want to say.
I remain blissfully ignorant. I'm like, just give me the drugs.
I have type A. 7 deaths confirmed, 28 more under investigation. I may be one of them. I think they're monitoring me. I see people peeping in the bushes just with little nurse hats.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's still here. They just marked down on the clipboard.
Little nurse hats with the red cross on them.
I was one of the people on the bubble. They're like, ooh, yikes.
Should we put her down? I don't know.
Yeah, on Friday, state and L.A. County health officials reported sharp increases in influenza activity, including illnesses and deaths.
Yeah.
And by the way, so the U.S., because I have to say I've never had the flu and I've never had the shot, and I did have the same fear Jim did. I thought, oh, I thought it gives you the flu.
Mm-mm.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend everyone 6 months and older receive a flu vaccine. It does not guarantee, by the way, that you won't get ill, but it usually prevents it from becoming
right.
It gives the unmitigated hell you and I are going through.
There are a bunch of strains that usually go around, but the flu shot protects you from the most common strains.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we still have swine flu to look forward to if we don't have that now, because I only have the type A.
Great.
The flu vaccine does not cause the flu, said the doctor in charge of the drug.
But that's what they're paid to say. No, I'm kidding.
Get the flu shot. Look at this. Unless you want tape on your arm. It's not like I went to a fancy club.
It's not like a hand stamp from a nice club. No.
No, there was nothing fun involved in this glue. All right.
No, I'm sure the morphine might have been a little bit fun.
I don't. I wish I could remember. I really do.
Aw.
Yeah, right. Just moved right up from Chardonnay now. I'm having a nice, okay, morphine.
Oh, good.
All right. So Rocky Mountain Mike has graced us with Bridge Over Big Fat Ego,
uh-huh.
which we will take a listen to regarding the Chris Christie controversy. And Rude Pundu, of course, with lots to say about that as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You make me sick.
Too late. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number.
Let me tell you, everybody, I was blindsided yesterday morning.
Yeah, me too. Bada-bing.
Bada-bing.
What happened? What? The GWB was closed. I wasn't told. What a bunch of... Okay. Nobody ruder and better to talk to about this.
Lee Papa, the rude pundit. Pundit.
Why, good. A pleasant New Jersey good morning to you, rudeness.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I don't have to take the George Washington Bridge today. So
good.
It's all good. Yeah.
I said earlier, Rude, I'm doing the show from my house, and somehow the Chris Christie jammed traffic on the way down here. I barely made it. It's really quite stunning.
What I think is hilarious, though, is not hilarious, but touchingly hilarious, is that had you died last week, I would have been one of the last people you talked to.
I know. I was just going to say, I apologize for anything I said in our last conversation. It was a pre-emergency room. I don't really remember much of it.
Oh, that's okay. There were just favors you wanted me to call in later.
Right.
That's every day for her, though.
Things I can deny that I had no idea. You lied to me about whatever it was as Chris Christie. Wow, first of all, was that a big jumbo-sized press conference?
Oh, geez, yeah.
Really?
I mean, it was, first of all, I got to give him credit because it was boring as hell for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, he kept it together to the point where it was like, you know, I don't know if they'd given him, given him Xanax before he went out there. But he's ever been.
It was like the Godfather scene where then you can cut to all the scenes of them burying all the bodies.
he was talking about.
I think Dana Milbake actually did the math, Rude. Use of the word I 692 times, I'm 119 times, I've 67 times, me 83 times, myself 134 times.
Well, I mean, come on. Who else was affected worse by this scandal?
Right. Who's the bigger victim, really?
Right. The family of the 91-year-old woman who died, or Chris Christie?
Yeah.
The kids who were late for their first day of school, or Chris Christie?
I mean, they had the bad fortune to be born to the wrong parents, to the Bono voters.
Yes, even though Fort Lee went for Christie.
Right.
You know? So apparently there were children of some Christie voters that were caught up in there, too.
Oh, dear. Well, there's always collateral damage.
And this is not to mention that, you know, the Fort Lee cops that were diverted to working traffic instead of, I don't know, preventing crimes and other things that went on because of it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty insane. And anybody that tries to diminish, you know, oh, this was a traffic jam, I just want to throw out there, and this is something that I would love to tell I don't know if somebody's pointed this out to Rudy Giuliani, but one of the days of the traffic jam was 9/11. And so, you know, we should never forget, but everything is on high alert because of that. But it's okay if you want to get political retribution against a political, somebody who didn't support you.
Yeah, ironically. I mean, it really, as the story is unfolded, and I remember that clip, I'm sure it sticks in everybody's mind, Rude, of, you know, him trying to joke this off like he always did. Oh, yeah, I was the guy out there with the cones, ha, ha, ha. You know, it's not so funny now, is it? It's like, you know, I love how he thought that, you know, he could just joke this off like everything else with his bluster, right?
Oh, and yeah, and it was just so so ridiculous. Like, he was so proud that he was apologizing. Like, he needed praise. Like, look at me. I'm now saying I'm sorry. Me, Chris Christie, the guy that usually yells at you guys.
Right, but didn't it strike you, Rude, like everybody else, that he didn't apologize to anybody? It was only him. Like, he was apparently the victim of being lied to, and I smell BS, I guess, as you do, as you were writing. You said, let's believe everything he said, even though he said he just heard about the scandal at 8:50 the previous morning and insisted twice he lost sleep over two nights, which, unless he's living in some kind of Groundhog's Day, is impossible, unless he knew something was going to break, in which case his whole press conference was a lie. But still, let's just pretend. So let's start with that. But obviously, a lot of people have parsed this whole press conference and smelled a lot of BS, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he later said he misspoke, except he misspoke twice. So, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much that still needs to pour out. I mean, like the emails that have been subpoenaed so far, the things that have been released, those are the documents that relate to one person in one aspect from this. They haven't even gotten to the subpoenas for Bridget Ann Kelly's emails.
Yeah.
I heard the head of the committee that's investigating it this morning say, yeah, we'll be subpoenaing her, all of her, personal emails and her, her, you know, government account. So the wave of things that still need to come out.
Well, that's, you know, that's the thing, Rude, is, you know, in the kind of game of gotcha we always hear in the 24/7 news cycle, you're right, those are a couple of things being lost. As one legislator said yesterday, you know, this is illegal. I mean, this is not just some, you know, an ordinary political scandal. This is, and as you say, I mean, once the subpoenas start, which, as you implied, I think are starting today, I mean, this is a really serious matter that I think. So, you know, when they, it's interesting because we have this Obama derangement fatigue where they talk about impeachment every day for,
right.
for no grounds. I mean, there's serious talk of impeachment yeah. or resignation at this point, right, for Chris Christie.
Right. I mean, impeachment has been brought up for Christie, that if something ends up tying him to it, I mean, directly to it, then it's over. I mean, it's over anyway for his presidential ambitions. I mean, you know, can you imagine the Ted Cruz ad or the Rand Paul ad? That's going to come out
yeah.
if they're facing each other
yeah.
of, you know, old ladies dying and kids, you know, looking, kindergartners on the school bus looking lost and wondering, am I ever going to get to school? Mommy put me on here and told me it would be okay, and instead I'm stuck in traffic for 4 hours.
It's going to make Ray Nagin's buses seem like, like nothing
yeah.
politically. Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's what's amazing about this whole thing is that you know, again, Rudis, is this is sort of, you know, unraveled and unraveled, you think, like, what is next? You know, I know when Jim and I went for a walk, remember in Secaucus when we filled
That's
in
right.
for Imus
yeah.
on MSNBC 1,000 years ago? We just saw one shoe. I don't know why, I'm just guessing we're going to find a shoe of somebody that was supposed
oh,
to testify.
Yeah. Oh. You're gonna find. I'm telling that the Meadowlands are gonna be littered with corpses later.
Oh, Rude! The Rude pundit has no information along those lines. He's just saying it's Joyzy accidents happen.
I think Rude might though.
Well, you said what he said was actually a pretty disturbing portrait of rampant narcissism. You pointed out, as a lot of people have, as is Christie's way. There was Christie presenting himself as the poor fool, the victim of a lying woman, with its underlying implication of, "Come on, everyone, bitches be crazy." He said of Bridget Kelly, "I've terminated her employment because she lied to me, and for no other reason." And you say that's up right there. The sin wasn't mucking up the traffic of the busiest bridge in the United States for some phantom political game. It wasn't delaying ambulances, police, and school buses. No, it was with the she lied to Sultan Christie. Yeah, and I love the fact that, yeah, he's a former U.S. attorney, and he asked her no questions, really, about anything.
He just didn't want to know. And,
yeah.
the only, I mean, again, take him at his word. The only reason you don't ask is because you don't want to know. Don't tell me. And I still believe that it is entirely plausible that all he said was, you know, somebody ought to get that SOB Sokolich because he didn't endorse me, or, you know, whatever reason it turns out to be.
Right.
And they just took their cues. Because I'll tell you what, the interesting thing to me about that email exchange of time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee
right.
that Kelly wrote to Wildstein, and then Wildstein said, got it, means that there was a plan in place.
Yeah.
And all she had to do was, you know, say, okay.
That's a great point I haven't heard anybody else make. How did everybody on that email chain know what that meant?
Yeah.
Time for some
right.
traffic problems in Fort Lee, right? I mean, you're right. There absolutely was a plan. And how is it vaguely feasible that all of your inner circle, he makes it sound, what did he say? Oh, you know, 65,000 people work for me. Really? Your entire inner circle
right.
in your office, your chief of staff, your counsel, all of those people seem to know what was happening, right?
Right. And you know, and by the way, I don't know how much you've looked into Wildstein. Wildstein is, well, first of all, he's a political blogger that was, you know, he was the statistician on the football team that Christie was on in high school. So here was the nerd that
and
Christie.
Christie played the entire front line. Is that right?
Yes, that's it. That's it. He was known for devouring the defensive players as he tried to defend. Anyway,
literally. No, go ahead.
Yes. Damn it! I almost made the whole time without a fat joke.
Sorry.
You lured me into that.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So anyway, so yeah, he's he was a political blogger who was a big supporter of Christie, given this job at the Port Authority that he had no experience. Christie filled the Port Authority with patronage, patronage jobs. And in fact, because he got into office a year before Cuomo did in New York, and they're supposed to sort of share this, Christie filled the Port Authority with his own people in a political way that Cuomo actually didn't.
Yeah.
And so it's really pretty stunning. And there's so much more to come out.
Well, exactly. And by the way, you are a helper because you are. Because liberals are helpers. You advice to Chris Christie, when there's ample video evidence recorded proudly by your own staff of you being a bully, don't say I'm not a bully.
Yeah.
My favorite one is when that was that gigantic, like, quadruple-decker ice cream cone when he's yelling at that person at the shore.
Yeah, keep walking. Keep walking. Yeah, I love it. Have you seen Christie's – Chris Christie has somebody who follows him around. And to in case that he has one of these Christie golden moments, he has a videographer following him around. And if you go to there's a YouTube channel for Chris Christie that has these amazing titles to the videos, like Chris Christie calls a reporter stupid for asking an off-topic question. Chris Christie gets into a shouting match with an idiot.
Well, and you know, this is, we're going to talk to Eric Boulder more about this at the top of the hour, Rue, but this is the thing that irritates the bejesus out of me even more. It's this whole media storyline of Chris Christie. I remember when I first saw him, Rue, and they're like, oh, he's so refreshing and bold. I'm like, no, he is just a rude friggin' bully. He's a jerk. That's one of the first, you know, when he said something. What was that thing he said, Chris? Remember when he goes, boom, there, I said it, and I did not vaporize into the carpeting.
Oh, God.
And everyone was acting like it, and I was like, yeah, what you just said was just stupid,
right?
Mean,
right? Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're, you know, you're a bored reporter, you know, having to follow around Mitch McConnell or something all the time, and then, you know, Chris Christie comes along. I mean, that's like taking a hit of meth right there for a political reporter. Like, oh, thank God, there's somebody doing something.
Yeah.
So well, of course you're gonna want that to go on the Christie show.
And, I mean, you end on a hopeful note, as only you can do, as only an eternal optimist like you can do, Rude. You say, so are we done with this mad hippo? Can we finally shoot him with trank darts and ship him to his inevitable Fox News show? I don't know if we're there yet. But
no,
depends,
no. But
depends
we,
what
know,
else happens.
That to me is the bellwether, though. When Fox, which has all it can talk about is, well, you know, we didn't talk about Benghazi this much. We don't talk about Benghazi. It's like, no, because Barack Obama ain't running for anything anymore. You
oh,
know?
My God, did you love all the right-wingers trying to compare this to Benghazi or IRS or every single quote-unquote scandal that has been completely debunked and the administration has answered every question ad nauseum? It's ridiculous.
Right, right. And people have gone under oath. The people that involved in it didn't go before congressional committees and take the Fifth repeatedly.
By the way, go ahead. Sorry.
Like Wildstein did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Rude, before you go, I've been, you know, just I'm all balled up from a week of wanting to talk to you. But before you go, real quick, because I just speaking of the hypocrisy on the right, I love the way you pointed out your piece. Hey, anti-choicers, by your own logic, you're paying for abortions in Israel. I mean, if there is anything to show the hypocrisy of the far right in this country, you were saying, this is interesting. Well, because we give, what, $3 billion a year to Israel in foreign aid. You were saying Israel has decided to pay for all abortions approved by a government medical counselor for all women between the ages of 20 and 40. They can get those abortions for any reason, health, financial, inconvenience to a marriage. Women also do not need the consent of any male, including the father of the child, nor do minors need the consent of parents or guardians. Israeli medical coverage offers an array of free testing for genetic and congenital birth defects as well, which can lead to more abortions. I mean, and of course, not a peep out of the religious right, right?
No, no. They either haven't said anything, or they say, yeah, well, I guess Israel's a country where we'll have to work to try to get abortion, you know, made illegal. But the thing is that $3 billion, I mean, by their logic, any money that goes to anybody or any insurance that pays for abortions, that even has a side plan paying for abortions, means that the money we give frees up money that can be used for abortion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're just using it as another thing to try to gum up any part of Obamacare they possibly can. I mean, and it's ridiculous.
Right, right. So essentially our tax dollars right now are paying for abortions in Israel.
There you go. All right.
I'm totally cool with that. I'm you know, health of women, you bet. That's what I want my money going for.
At least all the bridges are open in Israel as far as I know. All right. Rude, great stuff, and I'm sure we will have much more to talk to on Chris Christie and Bridgegate next week. Thanks so much, honey. See you next week.
Bye.
There he goes. His. Oh, wait, I didn't mean to do
what
that.
Was
I meant
that?
To do that. Well, listen, I'm still delusional from the flu and all hopped up on goofers. I meant to say yay, not boo. Yay!
Oh.
Okay, 49.
Poor guy thinks you hate him now.
No, 49 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh my, how ruthlessly absurd.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 54 minutes after the hour. January 13th, 2014. You know what that means.
What?
It's Chris LaVoy's birthday. Yeah, yeah. It's your birthday. Who got to stay alive for his birthday and not die from the flu?
Me.
You.
Yay.
Aww. Happy birthday, Chris LaVoy.
Thank you.
Jim Ward, out sick.
Yep. He missed my birthday.
We were one man down, then two man down, men down last week. We had to shoot it like an old horse. And then now Jim is sick.
That was painful to do. I really don't like doing that.
What?
Shooting the horse.
Yes, I know. You and I were like, all right, we're out. It was our launch week on Free Speech TV, so it was excellent timing.
So let's just.
And you were nice enough to say, oh, I could have gotten it anywhere. I'm like, no, you got the flu from me.
Although, if you saw my Facebook feed, pretty much every single one of my friends was sick.
Yeah, we're having a bad flu outbreak here in L.A. And also, I have walking pneumonia, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome?
Great.
Yeah.
So what do you do about that?
Die. Okay. 1-800. Apparently, I can just hurry up and die.
No.
I can get on the Republican health care plan and just die.
Oh, for God's sake, just die.
All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. All right, we've been talking about the Chris Christie scandal, obviously, and as we call it, bridge over big fat ego. It's very pretty.
It is.
When you're Christy, not so small, when cars are on your road, you will stop them all. I'm on your side. Nobody's really on your side. And pissed off drivers around on that bridge over your big fat ego.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Uh-oh.
I'm fine. Okay. Nobody help me.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Roger in Florida. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Roger.
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Uh-huh.
Listen, this is about Chris Christie, and it was on CBS yesterday morning, but it's the USA Today newspaper. Headline reads, New Jersey lawmaker Christie impeachment a possibility.
Yeah, I've read that one.
You saw it?
Yep, I saw it.
I mean, this involves his entire staff, his chief of staff, chief counsel, the whole shooting match. This guy's got nowhere to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anybody who thinks this guy belongs in the same Senate, the same room, the same house, or the same state as thermonuclear weapons is just stupid.
Thank you. I said a thousand gajillion news cycles ago, not presidential temperament, just not. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I love the home studio.
What were you doing?
It was biscuit time for Max and Fred. The commercial break at the top of the hour, biscuit time. Do it unless you want to get killed by a large Great Pyrenees.
Yeah, but the theme music
Travis
was playing.
Travis was like, Mama, showtime!
Yeah, the theme music was playing. You weren't sitting in your seat.
Well,
I got worried.
Chris Christie closed both lanes of the stairway down here once again.
As he is wont to do.
Right-wingers will do anything to shut down liberal media in this country. There were also some conspiracy theories last week, Chris, that not just polonium, that you and I were both out sick last week. We both still have the flu. I have walking pneumonia.
And I have the boogie-woogie flu.
Thanks. And cat scratch fever.
But yes.
In addition.
We established that last hour.
Uh-huh. But Koch brothers had released some hantavirus-dosed mice into my house, which could also be true. Who can say? Because Jim is out today. Who knows? And that could be a whole host of... What are the chances the conspiracy theorist is out today? Just saying. Okay. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. All right. Hi, Free Speech TV. We were just kidding last week. Last week was just a warm-up. I just thought I'd try one day, see how it went.
This is our do-over. We're debuting today on Free Speech TV.
I thought it'd
TV.
Be a really good week. Be on television and be out most of the week, deathly ill. Oh, I still haven't figured out how to get my hospital glue off, but I am going to try the rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, that's where the morphine went in. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I used to live with a nurse, so rubbing alcohol.
Okay, well, I just paused to let everyone fill in their own imagination there as to what sort of naughty nurse we lived with. Okay. I have been dying to talk. I mean, literally, almost dying. You know why? Because I haven't talked to Eric Bollert in a week. Eric Bollert from Media Matters for America, doing the Lord's work as usual.
Eric Bollert.
Come on, baby.
Eric Bollert.
Let's dive into the right-wing world. I don't know what that means. Eric Bollert from Media Matters, whom we love.
Bollert.
Good morning, Eric Bollert.
Hey, good morning.
You know what? I feel like you and I are a couple of scandal carnivores, and I just can't wait to sit down and dig in with you. I was just reading your tweets all weekend. New Jersey's largest daily isn't buying what Christie is selling. A huge blaring Star Ledger headline today. The crisis widens. You tweeted, docs reveal Fort Lee mayor complained that Port Authority police were telling commuters traffic nightmare was mayor's fault. Your third tweet, honestly, Christie, either the only person in Trenton who this week thought the traffic study was legit or he's just a very bad liar. Where are you at with this morning, Eric? Because I could not believe this. I was just calling so much BS on this whole thing from day one.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I live not far from the GW Bridge, so I went back and looked. The first time I tweeted about Christie and the lane closures was November, because to me, that's when the first reports came out, and it seemed clear as day. Like, this stuff did not add up. These guys are behind it. And this is going to be a big problem.
Well, and don't you think, Erica, as a lot of people have been saying, too, I think it's most damaging when it fits a narrative. This guy is, and anybody recognizes it from grade school, he's a bully.
Mm-hmm.
He can stand there all day and say, I'm not a bully. I mean, this is absolutely fits with what your perception already is of him, right?
Yeah, and look, no one ever has mistaken New Jersey politics for a civil, non-contact sport.
Right.
And what people don't really understand about New Jersey politics, it really is the last bastion of boss politics. There really is no Democratic Republican Party in New Jersey local politics. It's like Survivor. I mean, every week there's a different alliance. Every week people are stabbing each other in the back. It's insane. And when people, the bridge stuff is really just giving people a quick insight into what Jersey politics are like. It's not traditional Democrats, Republicans. You have to sort of leave all that aside. It is just open warfare all the time, and you never know who's going to stab you in the back. So that is sort of the backdrop to all this. For the people who look at this and say, this doesn't make any sense. It makes sense when you understand Jersey politics is open warfare, and specifically, it's been open warfare since Christie was inaugurated. This his culture of retribution, culture of intimidation, is just off the charts.
Well,
Jersey politics has anything like it, and they've been quietly complaining and seething, both Democrats and Republicans, for months and months. So yes, this all fits into the larger picture, and it was all, they were so arrogant, they were so puffed up by the adoring Beltway press that eventually they were going to screw up.
Well, you know, Eric, that's exactly what you and I always talk about, is that the larger story that just bugs the bejesus out of us is this mainstream narrative. Once they get started on John McCain's a maverick, or Chris Christie's bold and refreshing, whatever, they just will not let go. And you're almost right. I mean, in some ways you go, thank you, because that led to this hubris where he believes his own press, right?
Yeah, we had a piece up on Media Matters last week about how, the press is behind this, straight shooter charade. Christie is authentic. He's bipartisan. He is a vicious partisan sort of junkyard dog fighter. This notion that he can reach across the aisle, it's all nonsense. He's a straight shooter. Let's look. His deputy chief of staff was in on the email chains. His outgoing chief of staff, his incoming chief of staff, his former campaign manager, and his two senior appointees at the Port Authority. And he didn't know.
Yeah, Eric, he has 65,000 people to work for. He can't keep track of everyone in his inner circle.
He is either the dumbest manager in American politics, or he's lying through his teeth. But what have we been told about Chris Christie for 4 years? He's authentic. He's one of us. He's full of personality. This is all BS.
Eric, that would
be... the press is being humiliated because they picked the wrong narrative to tell about Chris Christie.
Absolutely right. I mean, it seriously would be like when I was out sick here in my home studio and Chris and Jim had, hookers on all last week. I'm like, what? I had a lot of people work for me. How am I supposed to know what's happening in my house with the only other two people that work on the show? You quoted Times Mark Halperin, because I thought I was going to throw up too. I couldn't tell if it was the flu. When he said, this is on Meet the Press, he says, Chris Christie is someone who's magical in the way politicians can be magical. What is he, first of all, stealing Peggy Noonan's act?
Right. And this was the same week that, Time put him on the cover, this glowing, adoring. So the funny part is, the Christie worship actually just peaked about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been bad for years, but after he was reelected, let's look at his reelection, which the press treated as some sort of national coronation.
Right.
I mean, following him around all day. He went on every Sunday talk show. He beat a nobody Democrat in an election that had record low turnout in the state of New Jersey.
And barely anybody focused on how much taxpayer money he wasted making sure that no Cory Booker voters.
Right. He did not want any Booker headlines, so they spent $12 million to move it. Look, the press has been doing personality over substance with Christie from day one. You go back to the summer of 2012, he's giving a keynote speech at the Republican convention, adoring press coverage at the time. He's lecturing Obama about the economy. New Jersey has the 49th highest unemployment rate in the country. That was not part of the adoring press coverage.
Why do they
that
not
stuff
look?
Never got mentioned. The sky high tax property taxes that have just continued to go up under Christie don't get mentioned.
Eric, you're absolutely right. I was like, I kept saying the entire time, why are they not looking at his actual record in New Jersey?
It's so much better. Look, the D.C. press does personality. They do nonstop campaign. On the flip side, the local Jersey press deserves a ton of credit on this story. They're the ones, along with Tom Mann, local reporter of the Wall Street Journal, they're the ones that put this story back in play back in the fall, and they're the ones that have not accepted no for an answer. And to me, I've been tweeting about this on and off since November. The thing that was the tell for me, I knew this was bad. They had the Christie team literally had no response. There was no coherent explanation. There was never any pushback. And the story just kept getting worse and worse. There were hearings after hearings, resignations after resignations, and they had no answer.
I mean, tell me that there's not a human alive that didn't call PS on their, this is a traffic study.
Yeah.
But as you write, you said, the unfolding drama not only raises doubts about Christie's political future, but also about the way the mainstream press has presented him, which is the larger point, as you've been making. You said the national political press has spent the last 4 years presenting, even marketing Christie as above the fray politician who thrives on competence. He's been relentlessly and adoringly depicted as some sort of straight shooter. He's an authentic and bipartisan everyman, master communicator, the rare politician who cuts to the stagecraft and delivers hard truths. And as you say, it's the media that largely has egg on its face, because you say it casts all of that flattering coverage into question now. So now how do they handle this, do you think?
Well, how do they handle it? They haven't – I really haven't seen anyone say, oh, this is nothing. I mean, the Republican Fox News, they're doing that. I mean, this is like – those emails, this is like the most black and white political scandal we've seen in years and years and years. So the press can't really say, well, there's no story here. They're certainly not apologizing. Well,
and they quote every Tea Party Yahoo that talks about impeachment of the president based on nothing. And this is, as people have pointed out yesterday, Eric, this is illegal. This is definite impeachment material, depending on what else comes out.
There's going to be more subpoenas issued today, and this is going to drag on for weeks and months. But, I got to say, it kind of bums me out. Meet the Press yesterday. Chuck Todd is saying, well, this is Jersey politics. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Governor Corzine didn't do it. Governor Cody didn't do it. Governor McGreevy didn't do it. I guarantee you Governor Kane, Republicans, and Whitman didn't do this stuff.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend this sort of insane arrogance, retribution, payback is somehow Jersey politics. Jersey politics is rough. People stab you in the back.
Oh, no,
cities for 4 days.
No, this was out of a Sopranos episode. I mean, this, I think you're right. If anything, the reason maybe people didn't catch this right away, Eric, is because it's so ridiculous. And yet you realize.
I've seen some comments on that. People saying that, I saw this in November. I said, no, this can't be true. But if you're in Jersey, it made sense right away.
Yeah.
It just absolutely clicked. And again, hearing after hearing, resignation after resignation, the people down in Trenton, Christie's team, which is supposed to be this crack staff ready to run for the White House, communications team had no response, just radio silence.
Yeah.
That's when I could tell this was going to be bad. But having said that, having watched this for months, I never dreamed it was going to be as bad as it is now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and quickly, Eric, before you go, because you're so good at, you and the folks at Media Matters, looking at the past, that all these stories the mainstream media sort of really largely missed because of their narrative about him. But you talked about this story in August 2010 when they missed out on $400 million worth of desperately needed education aid from the federal government because New Jersey's application was flawed. And the same thing happened. Christie tried to blame the Obama administration. That claim was shown to be false. His own education commissioner said basically Christie told him all the money's not worth it to the state if it meant he had to cooperate with teachers. Apparently he heard some right-wing radio host saying that he caved to the unions. And so there's stories like this that nobody really covered.
No, all that stuff has been flushed down the memory hole for every adoring cover story that virtually every adoring cover story that we've seen over the years. Botching $400 million in education, the unemployment rate that we talked about, Christie abandoning the state while an historic blizzard was barreling towards New Jersey so he could spend 5 days with his kids at Disney. Disney World. He took a $12 million state helicopter to go watch his son play a high school baseball game and then refused initially to reimburse the state.
Yeah, it was driven 300 feet in a limousine and then refused to reimburse the state, right.
And so all of this stuff, if you looked at it, you know, the unemployment, the tax properties, all these garish acts, and yet the press has looked at that and say, hey, that's a winner. Hey, that's a guy that could be in the White House.
Right.
Because he yells at people on YouTube and the Republican Party loved him. So it was awful. The press coverage of Christie has been dishonest for years, and the scandal now is just highlighting, like, these are people who are supposed to be astute political observers. And, oh, by the way, they got everything wrong about Chris Christie.
Yep, exactly. Is it wrong how much I – well, you know that one email, is it wrong that I'm smiling? Is it wrong that I can't wait to talk to you next week this much? All right. Talk to you next week. Who knows what will happen by then. Thanks, Eric.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, he still can't wait to get away from you.
He still loves me. All right, 21. I'm best in small doses. 21 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller is – who is a babe, by the way? I must point this out.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Your call, you turn on
Stephanie Miller.
I say I don't like
Stephanie Miller.
But you know I'm a liar. Ooh.
Uh-oh. Now they're headed my way. Oh, God.
Freya, go visit Uncle Chris. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, give me a birthday present. Don't visit me. How about that?
It's Chris LeBoy's birthday. Jim Ward is out sick. Max and Fred, my handsome romantic no. Great Pyrenees. Uh-oh, they're bothering Natan, the videographer, now for Free Speech TV. Sorry, Natan. Okay. I forgot to get lint rollers for everybody. I only have one for me. Sorry. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Great stuff with Eric Bollard and Media Matters. Don't be a puss about Fred. Oklahoma, you're on.
That's my pizza. Hey,
I want to visit Uncle's man.
Get it, Fred. Hi, Hack. How are you? Welcome.
Stephanie, my sapphic siren.
Hello.
Finally got some time at home and just lying in bed next to the wife, and I said, hey, you know, Albuquerque's not that far a drive from Oklahoma City. It's about as far to Albuquerque from Oklahoma City as it is to St. Louis.
Are you coming for Sexy Liberal?
I am.
Yeah!
I am getting Meet and Grow. You see, and I am getting Meet and Grow because I have been telling my wife all about you and how to get you on the Free Speech app and that together. See, we only have three rules. Our marriage is perfect.
Right.
Flirting is okay. Infidelity is not necessarily grounds for divorce, so there is no force.
So we got some wiggle room?
Yes, but
is there because you know this day and age with apps and all, is that considered a three way if I'm just on your app?
Absolutely,
awesome.
Absolutely. But the third and most important rule is that while infidelity is not necessarily grounds for divorce, voting Republican is.
Yeah, well there you go. I like the rules in our three way marriage so far.
We'll see you at the. We will definitely see you at Sexy Liberal.
All right, I've got two lanes closed right now, but they should be open by Albuquerque Sexy Liberal. Thank you, sir.
We'll make that left turn at Albuquerque.
All right. Thank you. Hi. All right. By the way, be patient on the phone lines. We're still getting all the technical kinks worked out, as they say here in the new studio. So 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. They should all be up and rolling. Be patient on the phone lines because we.
Right now, we only have one line open. And as soon as we get that fixed, we're going to have, you know, all of them open.
And we're running out of Brazilian power crystals. Okay.
Call now to get 6 free minutes. And while supplies last, this Brazilian power crystal absolutely free.
We actually probably shouldn't say that because the fundraising drive was so successful for Free Speech TV. We did actually give things out.
Yeah.
We don't have power crystals.
No.
That's just a joke. That's just a joke. Okay.
I think that was actually for Dionne Warwick's Psychic Friends Network.
I think so. Okay. If that worked, that network, we would have known we were both were going to be sick last week, and we would have not have picked last week to debut the TV show.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Hopefully Jim will be back tomorrow. We don't know. I don't know if he got the flu shot or not, but get the flu shot if you haven't. Okay. So Dana Milbank gave us the fun facts on the Chris Christie. A lot of people are calling it sort of an opera. type situation. It was very operatic, very an apologia. By the way, why do you get credit for just apologizing? He didn't apologize for doing anything wrong. It
right.
was the passive, oh, you know, mistakes were made.
Yeah.
Not by me. I'm the victim. I'm a sad guy.
Bones were broken.
Me.
Bones. Bodies were buried.
Accidents happen. Bones
yeah.
break. Me. I am sad. I'm a sad guy. Yeah, he did the math. Use of the word I 692 times. I'm 119 times. Me 83 times. Myself 134 times. Things we learned, Dana Milbank says, about Chris Christie during his 100. It was 108 minutes. That was a hair longer than Jacqueline Bisset's speech.
Just a little.
Who is his? Oh, she's taking that other woman's role that just got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Much more on the latest on the Chris Christie scandal as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It just makes me all carsick inside.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Why?
What's going on?
Why? Nothing. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Listen, it's still sick week. Travis is warming up my soup.
34,
I have walking pneumonia.
Oh.
Okay. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1, do the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Our good friend Sue in Rockville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, honey.
Hi, I'm very happy to have you guys back, and happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate
that. Stay healthy forever. No more, you guys.
Dear God.
That's the first time that both of us have been sick at the same time. And we're like, what do we do?
We shouldn't have made out.
I believe we're going to have to check the house for toxicity and send lots of extra special cans of Lysol.
Yeah. Poor Tony. Tony had to come in and run the best of.
Yeah, he ran the best of with tongs.
Yeah. Because this is a sick room.
Big mitts. And, you know. Listen, I just wanted to add a couple things to how grievous the crimes are in here. First of all, the idea that Chris Christie was not so petty. Ask Barbara Buono, who was on TV saying that the Democrats were so frightened of all the political payback that they wouldn't give more than $300 lest their names be published. And, you know, this next four-year term, he wouldn't continue to do petty payback, vindictive, mean things to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
In addition, Christie personally asked Governor Cuomo in New York's office to back off an investigation as to this before he even admitted that he didn't know it.
Yeah.
So
I was saying that's the latest shoe it looks like to drop this morning, and we'll see what happens with that. But that he called Governor Cuomo, right?
Exactly. And there's a city crime here. There's not only New Jersey state crime, there's New York state crime, and there's federal crime because it impeded interstate commerce.
Well, and by the way, I think we all recognize we've all dealt with bullies in our lives.
Yeah.
And I think that Chris Christie is used to. Do you remember that, you know, press conference he gave? Oh, yeah, it was the guy with the cones. Like, everybody, you know, he thinks that bluster and being, like, intimidating is going to make people back off because that's always worked for him before. Like, you know, trying to make people look like an idiot. Oh, yeah, right, I ordered it. And it's like, well, yeah, it looks like maybe you did.
The man who does that, the man who has a history of doing that, there is no way his staff doesn't do anything without his direct approval because he was a control freak that way. If there was no measure of how petty he would politically pay back anybody, and I know that Rachel's floated the issues of judges, and I believe Steve Kornacki's floated an alternate thing.
Well,
that's going
it all smacks of retribution, and what combination, Sue, you're absolutely right, we don't know. What she was talking about is, I mean, give me a break. It is a little fishy, isn't it? It was the day before the time to cause some traffic problems in Fort Lee that Chris Christie was calling the, you know, Democrats in the legislature animals and, you know, over judges and literally the next morning, his chief of staff.
And
this is the same district.
And forgive me for being logical, but if you really were going to do a traffic study, wouldn't you want to study traffic as it's happening, not create some artificial misery?
Yeah.
What are you measuring then? And where is the study?
And like I say, I think we've all dealt with that. You hate that the bully always thinks he can just shut you down by yelling you down or scaring you. And I think it's not going to work this time.
It never has worked for me because I have a bat and I'm not afraid to use it.
Well, listen, don't mess with a meemaw, right?
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Love you.
Love you. Aw. Christine in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Christine.
Good morning, and welcome back from Testosterone TV.
Oh, I know, right? Oh, mooks, you wouldn't believe the cleanup in here. Condoms on the ceiling, bare Schlitz cans. Oh.
We loved it. It was LaVoy and Carlos and T-Bone, and I mean, it was just wonderful.
And John Fugel sang "All My Boys."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Fugel sang, and Overton was on.
I know. I know.
Yeah, it was really great.
God bless my mooks.
You were talking about the me. Well, Jonathan Capehart, and I can't, he's a contributor at MSNBC.
Yeah, sure. He's great, yeah.
Well, inform Mr. Bone, because Mr. Bone wasn't sure. Anyways, he had a me, it was called Mea Culpa, a piece that he had done.
Yeah.
And I think what had gotten me the most, they were talking about, you know, the chief of, nobody knew anything. Well, Chris Christie decided to name his chief of staff the, O'Dowd.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He was nominated for New Jersey's AG. And in one of the questions that one of the reporters had asked, they had asked, you know, what about this, you know, committee that was going to be meeting on Tuesday? And Christie was absolutely, you know, he was absolutely sure that, you know, O'Dowd would be confirmed by this commission or this committee,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And then about an hour after that happened, one of the state's assemblymen or someone came on and said, we won't be having that on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears to be a conflict of interest, possibly, but no, we won't be confirming him or even taking the nomination on Tuesday, which would be like tomorrow.
Right.
So Mr. Christie isn't so quite in charge, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, and that's what Sue was bringing up, Chris, that it just plausibly thinks that Chris Christie is some poor victim that had no idea. You know, it's like that doesn't even go to his own storyline.
Even the right wing isn't buying that.
Yeah, I mean, here are more of the fun facts we learned in the what do we call it? Oh, the Mea, emphasis on Mea a culpa. I'm a very loyal guy. I'm not a focus group tested blow dried candidate. No, because you know what? If he was, someone would tell him to do something about those pores. Holy cow. I was the class president and athlete.
He was a football player. He was.
Really? Yeah. Oh, we covered that earlier.
Yeah,
he was the entire front line.
He was skinnier when he was in high school.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Sorry, did not mean to turn that into it. I'm just saying you don't right away look at him and say athlete.
I know, but he was it when he was in high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Chrissy apologized profusely, Milbank says, but not for anything he did. That was the first thing I took out of 108 minutes. I'm telling you, I had nothing to do with this. He blamed bad people who lied to him, taking advantage of his trusting and honorable nature. Even in disgrace, the New Jersey governor managed to turn his nationally televised news conference into a forum on the virtues of his favorite subject himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dana brings up what a lot of people had brought up, that this was the criticism of him at the last convention. Do you remember his whole speech was supposed to be about Mitt Romney?
Right.
I mean, Ann Romney had a worse look on her face than when she talks to black TV anchors. And it looks like a scene from The Help. The entire speech was about him. Do you remember? You could see the look on Mitt. Mitt had the same frozen smile, but Ann had the Help look.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Stop it.
Now we see even in adversity, Christie regards himself as a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the hero of his whole press conference. The governor said he fired Bridget Ann Kelly, the aide at the center of the scandal, because she lied to me. Not because she ordered a traffic jam that ensnared thousands to exact retribution. He doesn't say he's sorry for that.
Nope.
Or any of the people affected. That's what was extraordinary about this news conference. When the right's saying, oh, at least he took responsibility. The president's never done it. First of all,
responsibility for anything.
What? First of all, as I said earlier, Benghazi, IRS... What else? Fast and Furious. They've all been completely debunked. Mm-hmm. And the president has answered
everything.
Thank you. There's
many
been a million
times over.
How many investigations or whatever has Daryl Issa had at this point?
About a billion and three.
Thank you. Thank you. Christie spoke of the scandal in terms of what it meant to him. I'm a very sad person today. I probably will get angry at some point. Who cares about his psychobabble? I've got to tell you the truth. I'm sad. I'm a sad guy standing here today.
Oh, God.
And then as Milbank says, Christie invoked the Nixonian mistakes were made formulation, but not by him, of course.
No.
And I'm with Eric Bollard and Rude Pundit and a lot of other people that have been on today, Chris, that there's going to be another there's going to be a lot more shoes to drop. Subpoenas are just starting today.
Absolutely.
Chris Christie, again, about him. But how do you feel, Governor? How do you feel?
I am embarrassed and humiliated by the conduct of some of the people on my team.
Poor little fella.
Group hug. Although that's like kind of hands across Chris Christie. That is, now that's going to take a big group.
Oh, God, what I wouldn't give for the Hands Across America theme right now.
Hands Across Chris Christie. Come on, let's hug it out, bitches. Let's go, America.
That's a lot of hugging.
We're going to need a lot of you.
That's a lot of hugging. Uh-oh.
Frank, sorry. Frank.
Oh, God.
Hi, Frank in Pennsylvania. You're on the Flemmy Stephanie Miller Show.
How you doing, Steph?
I was calling
you about Christie's pettiness. I represent about 400 employees at work for two authorities that Christie has veto power on. And I don't know if you understand how these authorities work, but they're supposedly mutually agreed by each respective state. All right?
Right.
It's not supposed to be a dictatorship of one state. Right. Our contracts ran out in December of 2012. We were told by him that he would not sign any contract in 2013. With a pay increase in it, because he didn't want to seem soft on labor and the working class.
Frank, I don't know if you heard me say earlier, what kind of way is this to run a state? You know the reason that you guys lost $400 million in those federal education funds is because he heard some local right-wing whack radio host saying that he was caving to the unions.
Yeah.
And so he actually said to his education commissioner, the money's not worth it. If it looks like I'm cooperating with teachers. Yeah, who wouldn't want to do that, right?
Well, here's the other thing is, when he came in as governor, he put on this authorities board. Now, he has an authority person monitoring each authority, okay? They started out at $90,000 a year. They're up to about $120,000 a year. They haven't gotten any pay raise, according to him, but they've gotten extra work over the last 4.5 years, all right? So he doesn't fall into granting pay raises to his staff. They increased their pay by getting additional job duties. Now, where was that authority person at when these bridges were closed for 4 days last year?
Well, that's exactly right, Frank. That's what I was saying, is this doesn't even fit with Chris Christie's narrative of himself, is he's this super manager, you know, amazingly in charge, competent guy. Really? He had no idea for months and didn't ask anybody. What happened with the closure of the busiest bridge for four? And people don't understand, Frank. This was for 4 days.
Well, when we try to negotiate, okay, we're told, he'll veto it. He can't approve this. He micromanages everything. But a bridge is closed 4 days right up the road from Trenton.
Yeah.
All right, and he doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And he micromanages. Our guys aren't. They're working class people. I cover from janitors to electricians, okay? He doesn't want to grant more than 19 cents an hour to these people, okay?
Yeah.
And he's micromanaging 19 cents an hour, but there's traffic backed up in two states, and he doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, and again, the through line, Frank, what is it? Teachers, and he doesn't care that these kids are, it's the first day of school. They're chuckling about it. Is it wrong that I'm smiling, that all these kids are sitting on the buses? I mean, it just it defies imagination, except it all is of one storyline, isn't it?
Yeah, and now his new agenda is he wants our guys who pay $56 every 2 weeks for health care, they want to raise that to $220. But he's going to give us 19 cents more an hour. Isn't he a great guy?
Yeah, he's terrific. He is a disgrace. All right, 47 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Our listeners are helpers. People are giving you body language clues to how to ward Fred off. They're watching you struggle with Fred as you try to run the board.
Yeah, Judith writes, hey, Chris, love you loads, love the show loads, too. You're so cute shying away from the dog when he paws you, but you're only reinforcing that behavior by your body language. Simple fix. Turn your chair body slightly... slightly, so that you present more of your back to the dog. His foot will slide off as you want.
Well, and also, we don't have Jim here today, who's the normal buffer.
Yes.
Fred usually stops there for his pets.
Yeah. Jim is like Hadrian's Wall for the dogs.
You're using Stuart from Mad TV. You're like...
I'm like...
And that's only...
Yeah.
It's only signaling weakness. Don't do that. Okay.
Really?
Yes. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, by the way, some love letters. Thank you, kids. By the way, so we were only live. I was only here Monday, mm-hmm. and then I got immediately into an ambulance.
Yeah.
And went to the emergency room where I still have the glue on me. I have the flu and I have walking pneumonia.
That's right.
Which is awesome. Okay, so then you and Jim tried to soldier on for a couple of days, and then you got sick.
And then I got sick.
Yeah, then we had to put the show down.
Yeah.
Let it rest somewhere. So we are back, and now Jim is out, presumably.
So consider this a restart.
It's like my Dodge Dart in the winter in Buffalo. Yeah. It just...
And we died.
And then we just went, you know what, we'll just try it next week when it's warmer. Marty in Carmel, California, Steph, and Chris, want to let you know I started a campaign to bring Free Speech TV to Comcast users. Current Comcast users can go to the link below, log into the forum. They can use their Facebook account and add a comment in support of Comcast carrying Free Speech TV like their competitors, DirecTV and Dish Network.
Uh-huh.
The more Stephanie Miller fans add their comments to this forum, the more pressure we can bring to Comcast to add Free Speech TV. So we can put that up on our Facebook page.
Sure.
Correct?
We're
here. Right there.
Oh, do you have the...
Do it.
Oh, God, I have to type that monstrosity of a link out?
But real, real Stephanie Miller Show lovers, like Julie in Seattle, if you really love me, you would have gotten the flu, too, as Julie did. Julie has been sending us a flu bedridden emails all week. There is a definite flu outbreak. Get a flu shot if you haven't gotten one.
This is
horrible.
It's particularly bad.
Yeah, it is. Trust us. Just trust us on this.
Yeah.
She sent me in. This is nice. What I have to look forward to.
Okay.
Because now I am literally an elderly shut-in because I have a home studio. And last week I did not actually, not only leave my house, not leave my bed.
Right.
Yeah. And we got in the Olivia Soprano's motorized wheelchair down here.
Yeah.
Steph, watch this new ad. Oh, because, we need a female, Cialis commercial because we thought the Viagra and Cialis ads were bad enough.
Okay.
Oh, and the low-T ad that we always make fun of.
Right.
With the disco ball. The thing that's so fabulous, except that don't get it on anybody else in your family.
Or they could grow some junk.
My wife didn't used to have balls. I like they say that really quietly. Yeah. Like you won't notice it. This is so awesome. Don't get it on anybody in your family. Okay, so this is for women. I had not seen this yet. And I have spent a lot. I've logged a lot of TV hours, mostly on Netflix.
Yeah.
I've seen every Louis C.K. episode ever made.
They don't show commercials on Netflix. That's part of the charm of Netflix.
Right. Well, I
so
right.
you wouldn't see this.
That's
on
why I switched because I was about to see this ad. It's the female version. It's what's it called? Asfina.
Asfina.
Yes, it warns us of certain postmenopausal changes to the vagina.
You have this to look forward to, or has this already happened to you?
I don't know. Is this like some mutant balloon animals? What is going to happen now? I don't.
If sex is very painful due to menopause, why not do something about it?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Ask about Asfina.
Oh.
For significant relief of painful intercourse due to menopause, Asfina is the only non-estrogen oral pill that treats certain physical changes of the vagina.
What?
Which
what
improving
kind?
Tissue, which can relieve painful intercourse.
Oh,
lubricants
God.
Lubricants can't do that. Sex after menopause?
What is this
it
music?
Shouldn't have to hurt. Asfina is not for everyone. It may increase your risk for uterine cancer, strokes, or blood clots.
Oh,
it should
great.
Not be used in women with these conditions or any of the following. Unusual vaginal bleeding, heart attacks, severe liver problems, pregnancy, or breast cancer, as it wasn't studied. So talk to your doctor regularly
it wasn't studied?
About continuing
Well, then why are you releasing it?
Call your doctor
it?
Right away if you have unusual vaginal bleeding, changes in vision or speech, sudden severe headache, leg or chest pain, or shortness of breath.
Oh, no.
Side effects may include hot flashes, increased sweating,
what?
Muscle spasms,
what?
And vaginal discharge.
Can I
see
sweat
your doctor
more?
About the non-estrogen oral option, Asfina. Why wait?
Why wait?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Why wait for excessive vaginal bleeding?
Listen, you should try having the flu and menopause. I was like doing the backstroke in my bed. There was so much sweat in there. Wow. Well, that is, you know, already, you know, some of the, which rapey Republican was it that talked about a woman has a way of shutting that whole thing down?
Oh, wasn't it
so
the guy
already,
from,
yeah. I've got all kinds of pressure. Some sorts of magical powers I'm supposed to have with stuff.
Shut
down
her down.
There, right?
Shut her down.
Right? And now, I don't know what's happening down there. What was it? Certain changes.
Certain changes. Painful sex during menopause.
I mean, to get a mirror during this next break and check out what's happening. Okay. Let's do Linda in Florida real quick. Hi, Linda.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
By the way, Stephanie, I went through what you went through a couple of months ago. It sucked.
Are we talking menopause or flu? Pneumonia? Which
flu,
one?
Flu. Oh. Okay. Menopause is easy.
For certain vaginal surprises. All right.
Everybody forgets about the article Matt Taibbi wrote in the January magazine in Rolling Stone about Camden, how he went in and sliced the police department. Mm-hmm. They had 368 police. And they got it down to about 138 because he ripped through their union contracts and just told them, no, we're not going to have any more cops here.
Wow.
It's the most heavily drugged area. They say that if it was a foreign country, that little city, they would send in troops and foreign aid. That's how bad it is.
They.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Sort of. We're back to 2/3 strength. Jim is out sick now. Dear God.
Did you expect anything else from
Jim,
though?
God. The show Hypochondriac. he's on 7-day delay,
yeah.
I guess, getting sick. We hope he gets better soon, because Chris and I are a hot mess. Dear God.
Well,
I have the flu. You have the flu. I have walking pneumonia as well.
Right.
And yet here we are.
We're here.
We're back. Okay, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. By the way, I told you I shouldn't have been working last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Was I right? See, I gave you the flu.
You did get
it. It was our first day on Free Speech TV.
Yeah.
And can I have some love music? I wanted to share the love and give the love back because it was, I'm told, Chris, a record-breaking, world-shattering fundraising drive on DirecTV. Our fans gave over $120,000 to bring Mama and the Mooks back to TV.
Yep.
See, it made me so emotionally wrought. That's what I lowered my immunity.
Is that what happened?
But thank you. Thanks to people like Bill and Dan. Steph, we added DirecTV to our cable system so we can watch your show again. Welcome to the video world again. Your show is so wonderful.
Thank you,
Bill and Dan. And thanks for your donation. Okay. They're last week with the remote going, what the hell did we pay for? What is this?
Yeah.
Where is Mama? What?
No, Natan did an awesome job cobbling together some bed stubs.
Yeah, he cobbled together with some string and chewing gum. And
out of what he had.
Did you use rehearsal shows from last week?
No? Oh, okay.
That was wild.
He only had 3 days worth to put together bed stub shows, and only one of them was with you.
By the way, there's no charge for those. Sorry about that. Okay, but we are...
Uh-oh.
I finished my Tamiflu yesterday. Are you on your Tamiflu?
Yes, I am.
Oh, dear God. Get a flu shot if you're... anywhere within the sound of our voice. Dear God, do not go through that.
No.
All right. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Obviously, we've been talking because are you kidding? Do you know how many times I called Bolt from my bed and Chris Christie? Oh, Christine. Christine, or who is this in West Virginia? Patience? Patience. Oh, Patience. Hi, Patience.
Hi there. How are you? I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Oh, we have missed you so much.
I missed you, too.
Glad you're back.
Yay.
Thank you.
Well, I was calling because I hadn't heard you talking yet about the new Chris Christie scandal.
Oh, God. What time is it? What's happening now?
Oh, this is completely different from the bridge.
Okay.
There is a federal inquiry into whether there was misuse of the Superstorm Sandy Relief Fund.
Oh, dear God. Really?
Well, apparently, the state awarded a $4.7 million contract to a PR firm for the ad campaign promoting New Jersey tourism, you know, the one that had Governor Christie and his family in it.
Yeah.
Well, the next bid below that was $2 million less.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
That smells a little bit. Well, you know, we were talking to Eric Boulder last hour, patients, and here's what I'm wondering is maybe the press is going to start covering the actual Chris Christie now instead of their puffed up, you know, storyline about him.
Well, I think, you know, one of your competitors slash companion, Rachel Maddow.
I have no competitors.
Companion?
Companion? Well, please start that rumor, because I need to be classed up a little bit.
No, it would be classed for her.
Oh, that's not so. Anyway, go ahead.
But anyhow, she was paid.
Yeah, she's been doing great stuff on this, as always.
Great stuff, but she's been crediting local journalists, the ones on the ground.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, because I've worked as a local journalist, and I had a mayor once who would scream at me publicly, privately, demanded my boss fire me at least once a month. And I know how hard it is when you're a local reporter and you've got, a bully in the office that you've got to cover. It is hard work.
Yeah, was that not the most Nixonian moment? You know,
I am not a crook, I am not a bully.
If you have to say it.
You kind of are.
We kind of know.
And actually, if you have to say it, it indicates such a lack of self-awareness.
Yeah.
I mean, he really seems to be utterly clueless about how he comes off.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Thank you for your call. Speaking of my favorite journalist, Mike Tomosky, who I want to date and kiss and marry.
Oh.
I mean, just the headline. I think he was writing this just to make me feel better last
week.
Tomosky, Christie, three possibilities, two require that he resign.
Hey!
But this is his take on it so far. Interesting. He says the Bergen Record reports that, you know, and we're talking, I mean, this is a thing everybody's talking about the most, the unconscious 91-year-old woman. And, by the way, my mom's about to turn 91.
Yeah.
So, you know, this goes to what a lot of people think about the seriousness of this and, you know, whether this is true or not. He said she was not reached by EMS technicians for an unusually long time of 7 minutes. Because of the heavy traffic, she died at the hospital of cardiac arrest. Is it provable this death can be laid directly at Bridget Kelly's plate, the aide that ordered these lane closures? Maybe not, but it and the other incidents are certainly enough to spark a criminal, not legislative, criminal investigation. Then someone will surely crack. I mean, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Is, you know, when this gets this serious, this is what Tomosky is saying, someone's going to crack. Because this has never smelled right to anybody.
Right.
Traffic study or that Chris Christie didn't know anything. Or, anyway, he says that these are the three possibilities Tomosky talks about. He says he's telling the whole and complete truth in yesterday's statement that this was the first time he'd known that the lane closings were political. Who buys that? Anybody? Anybody?
No.
Bueller? Number two, he was in on it from the start and helped mastermind it or at least winkingly approved it. Number three, the middle position, which is that he didn't have prior knowledge, but he learned it was political some time ago, not long after it happened, say, and is now lying about having just learned. I mean, that's the other thing. Did anyone believe that? Anyone believe he just heard about this the day before?
Oh, hell
this
no.
This press conference.
Hell's no.
Hell's to the no. If it's two or three, I'd say you can forget not only his presidential ambitions, he'll have to resign the governorship. So, you know. That's the thing. I mean, we're so used to the crying wolf about President Obama. Like, oh, impeachment. I mean, they started saying impeachment since practically the day he was inaugurated. Mm-hmm. And I remember our question was always, for what now?
Right.
I mean, and this was not just the crazy birthers. I mean, this was not just, oh, impeach him because he wasn't born here. This would. Anyway, but this is serious stuff. So Salon, by the way, has a piece, Five Reasons Chris Christie Might Be Lying, because everybody studied this press conference, of course, including, you know, all these experts that can tell whether you're lying or not. Salon saying, how could a man like Christie not know his deputy chief of staff ordered lane closures on the George Washington Bridge? And how does a former U.S. attorney, who Christie is, with his eye on a 2016 presidential campaign, not ask follow-up questions when told the closures won't result in a traffic test? Does that sound like something Chris Christie would buy, let alone any of the rest of us? Most people feel it's relatively easy to spot a liar. Judging by the media coverage on this scandal, many people feel Christie's lying, but without a smoking gun, i.e. damning emails or personal testimony from his staff or the Port Authority, it's hard to prove. Salon just talking about, he went through the whole, signs you know someone's lying, too much detail regarding unimportant issues. I would posit that if you're telling the truth, Chris, you don't need 108 minutes.
No.
To say you're sorry. And all sorts of details about what time this and what time. Oh, and I just found out Christy said he finished his workout. First of all, who smells?
You know what, though?
At 8:50
he did look, he has looked thinner as of late.
Well, he had the surgery, didn't
right,
he?
Right, yes. But,
right.
You know, along
I'm just saying if I were him, I wouldn't open with I just finished my workout. Evading questions. Because they made a big deal about, oh, he took responsibility. He didn't answer questions more than
right.
to say, I'm sad, me, I got lied to, blah, blah, blah. Lack of genuine emotion. And talking about how Christy, if he really is an emotional guy. And they were saying how atypical this was. A lot of the experts, Christy kept his arms on the podium, his face expressionless, his words measured, despite the fact that he kept repeating how heartbroken he was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's one of those big personalities that wears
yep.
his heart on his sleeve. And it was weird if
yep.
you watched it.
Yeah.
It was the look at how sorry I am tour.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, then talking about leaks is the other sign of lying. He also said he will always tell them the truth as he sees it. He says, as I see it weakens the phrase. Well, anyone can tell you the truth as they see it.
Sure.
Well, technically, is it a big lie? Well,
yes,
but as I see it. contradictions. Twice during the press conference, Christie changed the story. At the start of the speech, he clearly explained it 4 weeks ago. Remember, he said he took his staff in his office mm-hmm. and gave them 1 hour. If they had to just tell him they had anything to do with the Bridge Lane closures, blah, blah, blah. Christie quickly, then he went, I mean, a lot of his story, if you went through the whole conference, a lot of his story changed a couple of times. Asked how he might respond to a subpoena, Christie quickly dismissed the question by saying, I'm not going to speculate on that at this time. A strange way to answer, given how many times he previously just claimed he would do everything
yeah.
he can to cooperate.
And did you hear the way he reacted when a reporter asked him if at any point he thought he should resign?
Yeah.
Here's that.
Did you ever, for even a brief moment, entertain the idea that perhaps you should resign?
Oh, God, no. No. That's a crazy question, man.
Really?
Yeah.
It's getting less crazy by the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's what bullies do, intimidate.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how he originally addressed this scandal? Whoa, yeah, right. I was the guy who put the cones out there and a hat on. So really, you kidding me?
You're crazy.
Yeah. Not so funny anymore, is
no.
it? Chris Christie the other day.
What they did hurt the people of New Jersey and hurt the people of Fort Lee. And the person who needs to apologize for that is me.
Wasn't that a cute way of sort of taking responsibility, but not really?
It was adorable.
Totes adorbs. Let's go to Jeff in Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
you got to be kidding me.
Uh-huh.
You really do.
Okay.
To coin one of my buddy John McEnroe's phrases, the tennis player, mm-hmm. you can't be
buddy?
Serious.
Your buddy?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Oh,
you can't
nice name
be
drop.
Serious. Yeah, you can't be serious.
Yeah, he has an equally delightful temperament to Chris Christie.
What do you think is a bigger lie? And I'll tell you what the Washington Post, a very liberal newspaper,
right.
said. The biggest lie of last year was you can keep your insurance.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
Please. Is that,
yeah.
Does that count
yeah.
as a lie?
Yeah.
Really? If the president was less than precise about what insurance companies were going
that's
to do,
what you love
if a plan
do,
did not fit Obamacare, please. That's the same
no,
thing.
No, he
as
had
saying,
July 10th papers, financial
I
papers.
See. Why yeah. why is it that all of you right wingers go right to something
I'm
Obama
not a
did instead of
I'm
answer,
not a right-winger.
Right, of course you're not. You like to listen to both sides?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jeff, seriously. You seriously, if this were President Obama, you'd be buying this whole story, right, from Chris Christie? What does anything President Obama did have to do with what Chris Christie did?
Absolutely nothing.
All
except
right. Thanks for calling. Okay. All right. 18 minutes. We ran out of time.
Oh,
for the rest
shucky
of this,
darn.
The rest of this BS. Okay. 18 This is, did you see Ryan's Priebus yesterday? I meet the president. But the president, Benghazi. I'm like, really? Did Benghazi just come out of your mouth in response to the Chris Christie scandal? Really? 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
All my life.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Oh, of the assorted mookage that filled in for the ailing mama last week on my first week on Free Speech TV was our good friend, comedian extraordinaire Rick Overton, who calls in now. Good morning, Rick Overton.
Good morning, darling. You sound like a singing bird.
Aw.
thanks for helping. Thanks for helping paint the fence.
We appreciated your help last week, Rick. Thank you.
It was my pleasure. I always love coming on to have a little fun with my extended family.
Yeah.
So what do you think? This Chris Christie thing just gets better and better. Oh, by the way, this just in. Democrats in New Jersey State Assembly have decided to launch a special investigation to question more members of the Christie administration about the bridge unpleasantness incident, whatever you'd like to call it.
Yeah. Here's a job you don't want in 2014. Right-wing damage control troll.
Yeah.
That is the worst job you could possibly. You are so doomed out of the gate. They gave you last year's information. There's no new data. You're supposed to say Benghazi, and you're supposed to say, deflect to that. Once you know that's the rule, and you just go, and your rule is, you say that here, I drop you. They got nothing else, because that's the only box of ammo they have left. And there's only one round rattling around at the bottom. Thank God they're out of ammo.
That's
why you keep hearing it so much.
We're getting very close to the throwing the empty gun in the bar fight.
Yeah, throwing the empty gun at Superman's chest after six rounds bounced off.
Right.
You know?
Right. I mean, I because you're right. Reince Priebus, I literally thought, is the answer really Benghazi? To this whole Chris Christie thing. Here he is. Take a listen. Yesterday,
he trusted people that lied to him, and he fired those people. The president doubles down on Eric Holder. He doubles down on Hillary Clinton and Lois Lerner and Susan Rice. It's the opposite.
Right. It's the opposite because all those people were telling the truth to him.
Right.
Which has come out in report after report, right, about Benghazi, about IRS. I mean, I can't believe we're even still, they're still trying to pretend these are scandals.
They have nothing to say unless they also include all the embassy attacks on W's watch. And here's what they're going to say. They're going to go, no, let's move on. At which point, they just gave you permission to go, then we're moving on. Click.
Yeah.
And I think that these poor guys coming out and doing the Benghazi stuff, they don't realize that at the very top, they've already moved on. And they're like those Japanese soldiers in caves that didn't know it's 1946, you know?
That's right.
You can come out. It's okay.
Yeah, because I think at the very top, they realized, like the mob did, that Pesci's not a made man, but they're just going to give him a fake ceremony in an empty room now, you know. And this is his fake ceremony in the empty room for being made. That they realize this anchor's going to pull the whole party down, cut the rope.
Yeah, and you know why you say that, because you're a clown, because you're here to amuse us.
Amuse you? How? And so he's... I think he's definitely, like, they're prepping to find a sexy, better one now.
Yeah.
I think that's what we got to really hunker down for. They've had a meeting, and they're like, ugh, this guy, all right, get rid of him.
You know,
we're pulling our hopes off of him. Don't tell all the trolls. If they get something that they can get us some luck on the air, maybe. But this guy's finished for us. He's dead to us.
You know, Rick, somebody wrote a piece about it. This is part of the media culture, and we talked to Eric Bollard about this earlier. It's not only the puffing up and the storyline about Chris Christie, but it's the speed of our 24/7 cycle and the Republicans have done this before. Look how quickly they rush Sarah Palin in because this is our new thing. Oh, you have a black guy, we have a chick. You know, this is our Barack Obama, and it's like there's been no vetting,
right.
And here it goes. Right?
No, they don't have time, and they don't know how to vet because it takes a smart person to find a smart person.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It takes
right.
a person with a heart to find someone with a heart, and that's all stuff they're missing. They're clever, but they're clever like a fox, clever. It's clever at stealing. They're not brilliant.
No, he is. I think he's right. He is the perfect symbol for today's Republican Party. He's a bully.
Yeah.
He's a bully. He
made it bad for all bullies now. It's when bullies start getting their asses handed to them. You can thank this guy. He's the reason why. He woke us up to hating all bullies. Now he's the mascot for him. He blew it for lots of creeps out there.
Yeah. By the way, before you go, Rick, I want to get your take on I know Brian Kilmeade's watching this morning because I know he was disappointed I wasn't on last week.
We're his favorite show.
But he was like, why did they tell you the bridge thing and not the Robert Gates thing? Is it me? The Robert Gates book that came out, I'm like, so? Half of it was complimentary, and the other half, it's like, well, Obama just couldn't wait to get out of Afghanistan. I'm like, good.
Yeah, where's the scandal?
He was questioning, Petraeus's judgment. Good.
That's what a president should do. Yeah. Challenge him.
And it turns out he was right.
Yeah, it's like a little kid at a dinner table telling the little kid joke, and the adults go, yeah, it's nice, but it's not an adult joke.
It's long, and there seems to be no point or no punchline.
Yeah,
that's exactly
right. I can see how it's funny to you, know?
Right.
At your age, yeah.
Ricky, thanks for jumping into the fray last week and helping us out.
Always a pleasure. I'm on deck for you, like a fireman, whenever you need me.
You're the best.
Listen, you slide on down that pole and come in and see us this week if you can.
I'm there.
All right.
All right.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Is this some kind of sick, twisted joke?
Yes. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Two-thirds strength.
Yep.
Jim Ward out sick today. Chris and I back.
Hi.
You and I are kind of workaholics. We do not like working. I have not been out of my bed for a week. I have walking pneumonia, for those of you that just tuned in. Chris and I both have the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi.
How many more days Tamiflu for you?
I think two more.
Yeah. You're a little behind me.
I am.
Yeah. All right. Jim, who knows? After the ectopic pregnancy you had last year, who can tell?
I think it's important to point out to Natan and Travis that we're not contagious anymore.
No. I think Jim just took advantage of the fact that we were last week to just say that he's on 7-day delay and now he has it.
Now he has it. Like, great. Did you expect anything else from Jim, though?
I did not.
Come on.
I did not.
He's so psychosomatic.
And I have Edward Snowden stuff. I had Fukushima stuff. I will hold that till tomorrow. All right, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Jesse writes, Steph, Christie joins a long list of famous I am not Republicans. I am not a crook. I am not gay. I am not a witch. I am not a bully. It's true. But there is a bridge over a big fat ego. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Oh, it's pretty.
Yes.
With a very long intro. Beautiful.
When you're Christie, not so small. When cars are on your road, you will stop them all.
Ooh, high notes. Ooh.
Nobody's really on your side. And pissed off drivers around on that bridge over your big fat ego. It will take you down. Your campaign's in some deep hot water.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Bill and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Governor Christie. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I'll be real brief here. I really want the U.S. attorney up there to interview everyone concerned and ask them a very specific question about, have they been offered a job by somebody who may be a pal of Chris Christie's?
Yeah.
You know, just to stay quiet.
Yeah, be interesting. Be interesting to see, because you're right. There's a lot at stake now. And this is how our news cycles go. He is the front runner, right, for 2016 on the Republican side.
So we need to find out if there's being, you know, money to stay quiet.
Yep, exactly. All right, Chris Christie at his Mia, emphasis on me, a culpa.
Yeah, right.
I am humiliated by the fact
that
I did not know this and that I was deceived, and that's an awful way to feel.
Oh, he feels awful.
As we said earlier, hands across Chris Christie, everybody.
Oh.
Group hug. Here we go. Chris Christie again.
I had no knowledge or involvement in this issue.
I call
in its planning or its execution. And I am stunned by the abject stupidity.
Right.
I'm not happy I was blindsided. I'm not proud I was blindsided.
That's how we've always viewed you. This is a poor little naive victim. He's clearly, you see him, and what do you think, Chris? Ingenue.
Ingenue, yes.
What?
He's the Anne.
People lie?
He's like Anne Baxter rather than Betty Davis.
Hi, you wouldn't treat me this way if I wasn't this fat. But yeah!
Okay. I think we crossed our movie references.
Yeah, I think we did too.
I was all about Eve. You were.
Yeah, right. We're both sick. we don't have Jim to pull us back.
No. Uh-uh.
All right. Chris Christie again.
Let's... I'm telling you that when I ask for an answer from a member of my staff and they lie, they're gone. So I never had to get to the conduct, the underlying conduct. If you lie when I ask you a question, you're fired. That's it.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have any curiosity about anything, you know.
Whatever.
Nothing. I wouldn't ask any questions at all.
You wouldn't do triage on it, you know. Just try to figure out what happened, who did what to whom.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
No, not at all. No curiosity.
If I came down here and the studio was just, like, leveled this week, I would just, you'd be fired, obviously.
Sure.
But no questions.
No.
Not what happened.
No. Who's responsible for this?
What?
Leveling.
Exactly. No, nothing. All I know is that because you would have said, oh, we were doing a study last week down here.
You know, as you do.
Right. Exactly. It was an earthquake study.
What kind of traffic study closes down
three lanes of the chief
every
Washington
toll
bridge?
Lane except for one of the world's most busy bridge?
Right. Exactly. Let's go to Brian in Tennessee. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Brian.
Hi. I'm going to say hi, Steph.
Hi.
You know, Chris Christie was, his press conference says, people I trust. And I don't think Chris Christie or anybody in Jersey politics trusts anybody.
Right.
You know, because they're all backstabbers.
Well, I mean, you know, it'd be different even if it's one person, Brian. This was his entire, it's his chief of staff. It's his director of communications. It's his counsel. Really? All of these people knew? And they were all on the email chain, but he had no idea. They all lied to him?
Even if he does trust them, that says even worse that he trusted these people.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. By the way, I was looking at the Twitter machine.
Yes.
For conservatives on Twitter, Christie's press conference proved one thing. Obama sucks, which I think is pretty much the conclusion you would draw.
Yeah. Huh? What?
Your friend Dana Loesch, she won't talk to you anymore.
Oh, she blocked me because I kept winning the arguments. She's so thin-skinned.
And how did you know this is how they're going to answer? She tweeted, how many people has Obama fired again? Hashtag IRS. Hashtag Benghazi. Hashtag NSA.
And you know it was in that screechy voice that she has.
Right, exactly. I don't even have the breath anymore to say the IRS. But what was the story that just came out? It just backed up everything the administration said about Benghazi.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, Jess Carl? I'm not sure who that is. Some right-wing whack tweeted, if only Christie had actually driven a woman off the bridge, he'd be a hero to the Democrats.
Oh,
it's always
really?
Nice to get current Ted Kennedy humor into the... this is when you know they're losing. They have no way to answer what he did. So, it's
so they
like,
have to go back
this
40
Democrat
years.
Did 40-year Obama did with the... Right?
Actually, that was 45 years ago because that happened around the time that I was born. The
right.
Kennedy thing.
But it's clever because it had to do with a bridge as well, you see. And so, okay, Governor Christie telling us, how many times do I need to hear politics ain't beanbag?
Yeah.
Politics ain't beanbag.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, and everybody in the country who engages in politics knows that. On the other hand, that's very, very different than saying that, you know, someone's a bully. So I am who I am, but I am not a bully.
Is it only me that hoped that he was going to burst into something from Le Cajafo? I
Bull.
Am what I am. Okay. This is the Fort Lee, New Jersey mayor. Mark
Sokolich.
The aforementioned little Serb, who's actually Croatian.
They don't like to be confused for each other. They had a war about
there was
that.
Everything in this scandal, racism, every. It's going to be a bad day for that little Serb. Croatian. Whatever.
Who deserves the apology? My families, the families that live here in Fort Lee, who were hours late for the opening day of school. They deserve an apology.
Yeah, they were laughing about, oh, anybody getting back to him? No radio silence. Holding my sides. Is it wrong that I'm smiling? Okay. New Jersey Assembly Deputy Speaker yesterday.
John Wisniewski.
The documents that have been published are both shocking and outrageous. They show government at its worst. Among other things, they call into serious question the honesty of this governor and his staff.
Just a little bit. By the way, Brian Kilmeade, hi. I know you've been waiting. He doesn't like what I say, but he's like, there's big dogs, and he loves their doggies on the show. Okay, and then he injures himself eating pudding with a rubber spoon.
Oh, you know that new Roger Ailes book that's out?
Oh.
Oh, apparently he has
awesome.
Some really
How
awful things to say about Brian Kilmeade.
And he called Bill O'Reilly a book salesman with a TV show.
That's right. Oh, God, I want to get this book.
By the way, can I pay you $100 extra to have sex with me whenever I want?
Oh, ugh.
That's got to be.
God.
You got to pay a little more than that to have sex with Roger Ailes, don't you?
Oh,
he reportedly told some female anger, I'll give you $100 extra. Oh, dear God. Anyway. Oh, but he was saying, what are they talking about the bridge thing? What about the Robert Gates? Okay. First of all, you know when John McCain says you're a little cranky?
Yeah.
John McCain said, because this is kind of unprecedented, John McCain said he should have waited. So the president's out of office. And
right.
First of all, I don't get what if you read all the fanboy statements in there. I mean, the book was self-contradictory in the first place. And as I said earlier, that when he said, oh, the president just couldn't wait to get out of Afghanistan, most of us in America are like, good. That's what we voted for him for. He questioned the judgment of General Petraeus. Turned out to be kind of a smart idea.
Yeah.
I agreed with this op-ed in the L.A. Times yesterday, Robert Gates' failure of duty. In a dozen years of war, Americans have grown used to improvised explosive devices. In Washington, the bombshells appear in print, however. Yet, as can happen with IEDs, the shrapnel from this one may wound its originator more severely than its intended targets.
Mm-hmm.
From the excerpts of the memoir that have been released, Gates emerges as a petulant, inhibited man who ill-served his president in the national interest by keeping his anger and concerns bottled up instead of raising them in person at the time when it might have done his country some good. And I agree. It's mm-hmm. It's apparently just this ball of rage. It's, well, you know, mention it while you're in office if you feel that strongly about it. It just, you know, it just seems so sort of score settling and contradictory at the same time. But praised most of the president's decisions.
Yep.
And then, yeah, as she says here, as on substance, Gates praises Obama's decision to authorize the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Said it was the gutsiest move he'd ever seen a president make in all his years. He criticizes his ambivalence about the troop surge in Afghanistan. Well, good. I'm glad the president was questioning the strategy in Afghanistan. So is everybody else.
Yep.
Pardon me.
Ooh.
Okay. Duty, they conclude in the LA Times, will go down as one of the most ill-tempered memoirs ever written by a former cabinet member. I don't kind of get the point of it, but whatever. I didn't get what the big story was. 46 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments, thank God, because I'm...
Are you running out of steam for today? Are you going to be here tomorrow?
Ew. Yes, as far as I know. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, at least it's a good place to see celebrities.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny, happy.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. Yeah, this is a world record. You haven't been to the gym. I haven't been spinning or hiking in a week.
Yeah.
Because we are both deathly ill with the flu.
Yep.
But you have a coolest story ever.
Okay. As you know, I hosted, Jim and I hosted Wednesday's show.
Right. I was out Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Wednesday after the show when you got sick, we shot the show.
Exactly. Exactly.
And let it die for Thursday and Friday.
I was still feeling good enough on Wednesday after the show to go to the gym. So I went to the gym, you know, changed and went out to the floor. And as I was going to my first exercise, someone taps me on the shoulder and says, "Hey," I look up, it's Will Ferrell.
Oh.
I'm like, "You're Will Ferrell." He says, "I love the way you handled that troll call from Texas this
Yay!
Morning.
Will Ferrell listens to the show.
I'm like, thank you. You're Will Ferrell.
I love him.
Yes.
I love him. I shoved my tongue in his mouth once in a sketch at the Groundlings.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was the celebrity guest or whatever at the Groundlings.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was a little nervous. And I was a little too authentic. It wasn't really a stage kiss. I don't remember what we were doing.
Were you
but I remember him being pretty shocked.
Were you a gay L by then?
Apparently not. He's trying to give me a little Will Ferrell sugar.
Yeah. So, hi, Will Ferrell.
Hi, Will. Okay, what can we say about this? Speaking of celebrities.
Oh, dear.
I almost had Jacqueline Bisset fill in for me today because she would have made more sense than I was making last week when I was delusional from the flu. That was the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Ever. And I knew it was going to be from the moment she won because the camera hit her and I thought, oh, she is drunk. You could tell she didn't know she was going to win.
Yeah.
So it took her about 3.5 hours to get to the stage.
Yes, it did.
I thought, oh, my God, her time's up already. She just traipsing, like, saying hello to people. I was like, oh, my God. And you could tell she was totally trash.
And like she said, she won the Ingenue Award, like, 45 years ago, so she's getting up there.
Right. She's almost 70. She's 69.
Yeah.
And we were playing the game show earlier, remember? Drunk, weird.
Or European.
Or European. And it was
all
three.
All of the above. And old.
Drunk, old, weird, European. Not a good combination.
No.
Oh, God, it was one of those just awful, like, oh, God, oh, no, what's going to happen? Because, first of all, it was like a Jan Brewer size moment of silence at the beginning where you're like,
oh, God. Oh,
jeez. She can't think of anything. And then she started swearing. And oh, my God. What was her mother's? She has some mommy issues. What was her mother's? My mother said, go to hell and don't come back.
Okay. Yikes. I don't think even your mom said that to you.
Wow. No, yeah, because there's something that makes you want to keep talking for the rest of your life, like a radio talk show. So like, her mother must have told her to shut up every time she started talking.
Yeah.
I'll take this, Mom. Tina, as we were saying, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler need to host everything in the history of ever.
I think so.
Why couldn't we get them to fill in for me last week?
They were really funny. And that bit they did with...
Hilarious.
With Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon and Amy Poehler as Tina Fey's
Jacqueline
illegitimate
Bisset's
child.
Backstage bothering me.
Yes.
Best joke ever, though. You know, gravity. George Clooney decided to float away in space and die rather than spend one more second with a woman his own age.
Yeah.
Ah.
The entire room loved that.
Hilarious. Matthew McConaughey won.
Yep.
I have not seen Dallas Buyers Club.
I saw
but I love that one. He lost 45 pounds, or as actresses call it, doing a movie.
Yeah. Yes.
They just had some great jokes. Mm-hmm. It was tremendous.
And I'm glad Jared Leto won, because I did see Dallas Buyers Club, and his performance was amazing.
I watched everything in the history of everything in the week I was sick.
Yep.
And can I just say, a friend was over, and I started 12 Years a Slave, and I couldn't watch. It's too, but I mean, I know the acting was great, but I can't. You know me, I'm a happy, clappy person. I was like,
I haven't seen it, but I hear it's an
horrible.
Amazing film.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah.
It's I like my happy, clappy news. Like, for instance, why? Why must every dream of mine die, including marrying David Cassidy?
Oh. Once, twice, three times, a partridge.
I can never get that mug shot out of my face now. I think Nick Nolte was on the phone going, dude. Oh, God.
Run a comb through that hair. Come on.
Oh, boy. I still love him. Hey, I still think I love him.
I know.
That was his third drunk driving charge. He blew twice the legal limit. He was pulled over here
and this was
Los Angeles.
Just after, like, getting off a plane and getting into a rental car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I just, how many times did I sing "I Think I Love You" into my hairbrush on my bed, and I thought it was the flu, but I was like, no, yikes, what is that picture? Oh my God. God, he's on the phone with Jacqueline Bisset this morning, yeah. I'm guessing. Drunk dialing Jacqueline Bisset. Connie in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Connie.
Hi.
Hi.
I am so glad you guys are back on the air.
Me too.
But I have two comments. First of all, I was dying laughing at Chris when the puppies were in because he's such a big old guy. And then puppies seem to just scare him to death.
We don't have the gym buffer here. Usually Fred stops there.
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to protect the equipment from all the drool.
Yes.
So, as you can see, I have a lot of, like, sensitive equipment around me.
You guys got to get Free Speech TV because you have to see the visual of this show. Rick Overton, by the way, will be in all 3 hours tomorrow.
That's right.
Because we don't know if we'll have Jim back. But go ahead.
And the other thing was about Chris Christie is that, he is a bully. I mean, you can just see that in him. But when you guys concentrate on his weight, that kind of negates your argument because you guys are just being bullies back.
I'm sorry.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Some of us out here are round.
It's just because he's such a bully. I'm sorry. It's hard.
Well, he is a bully. I absolutely agree. He's a bully, and I hope that, whatever coming to him comes to him.
Yeah.
But, drop
all right. Thing. All right. We cut down on fat jokes today. Oh, by the way, Obamacare is working, by the way. Yep. I don't know, we didn't get to that today. Just FYI.
We'll get to it tomorrow.
GTK. We'll get to it tomorrow. We will see you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.